closer I am to find. Yeah, closer I am to find. Yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Yeah, closer I am to find. Yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek some. In a bottle or possibly a friend. And I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountain. Then we go to the doctor. We go to we look to the children, we drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible, we go through the workout. We read up on revival, we stand up for the lookout. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, closer I am to find,
friend Sally's getting married to me. That sounds so scary. I'm still trying to clean up my side of the street. I can't imagine what would happen, 'cause I'm still acting out of habit. Open dirty words just don't escape my teeth. Oh, but every time I try, just a little promise that I'll meet in the middle. Always find my way back to my feet. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone that's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, but promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me. My friend Molly's got a guy she swears to God could be a family. Says he's got the greenest eyes you've ever seen. But it's crazy all the days she spends just following him to parties. She seems happy, oh, but that's not love to me. Oh, but every time I try, just a little promise that I'll meet in the middle. But always find my way back to my feet. So close the door, change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone who's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, and promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me. And maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe I was bitter from the winter all alone. Maybe there's a stranger standing holding out for love, just waiting on the next street just for me. Oh, just for me. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her and someone is nice to me. My money, wreck my Sunday. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, but promise me that when it's time to leave, oh, won't you promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me.
About you every day, sometimes for hours, sometimes in passing. Saw you from the bottom of the staircase, stood out for hours as you complained about how you haven't seen your friends yet, that you're too drunk to stand, and you not knowing if you can love him forever. Bullshit, you fucking miss me. There, I said it. I guess I'll talk to you in a few months. Sitting drunk on the sidewalk, I guess I'll get up, I guess I'll go for a walk. Brush my shoes against the pavement. I swear this is gonna be the 100th time I've thought of you tonight. You weren't the only one who thought of us that way. I spend most nights awake, wide awake. I never thought that I
to abandon. There ain't no other good damn reason why priority would go missing for so many months. So I was wishing that you would stop pretending. Remember all those countless nights when I told you I loved you, and you never forget it. Oh, just forget it.
You were the only one who thought of us that way. I spend most nights awake, wide awake. I never thought that I would see the day where I just let you go.
Having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross tops in my mind. On my own, here we go. Feel like they're gonna bleed right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth's dry, my face is numb, fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. Set on an overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go.
All right, you guys just listened to Make It Out by the Stews, Called You Again by Lizzie McAlpine, Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls, Halfway Up by the Brook and the Bluff, Don't Forget Me by Maggie Rogers, Your Graduation by Modern Baseball, and Brain Stew by Green Day. And we've made it to junior year. Junior year was awesome. I got bangs. I got a nose ring. I think I really stepped into, you know, who I'm supposed to be as a person besides, you know, other than the bangs and the nose ring. But I think junior year is really when I hit my stride in college. I like really developed what I wanted to do, like professionally with my, I like started my minor. I just knew what I wanted to do, and I like really knew who I was becoming. Obviously junior year is still like, every year of college is full of issues and stuff that you have to work out, but like junior year was awesome. Like, I was living in the house at the time as a junior. I really thought I wanted to study abroad, and I ended up not being able to do it, but honestly I'm really grateful for that. I do wish that I'd gotten to study abroad, but I know that I'm going to travel later in life, and honestly, like, I made a lot of friendships with people who are older and younger than me. Junior year, it was like a running joke between me and all my friends that I was like secretly a senior, because I was really only hanging out with seniors, like, especially when all my friends that were juniors were abroad. Like, it felt like 80% of our class had left. Like, characters that I was used to seeing, my friends that I was used to seeing, were just suddenly like vanished, off to like Barcelona. And so I really developed a lot of friendships with like the girls that lived in the house who were a year younger than me, and also like a bunch of people that were a year older than me. I'm like still miss all those people that graduated last year. Like, they were so awesome. And this year was also a huge year for, I've done a show about them, about Gilly, and just like that group of girls. Like, I basically lived at that house. Like, I slept there probably 3 to 4 times a week. Like, like, those are my sisters still. Like, I love them all so much. And that's like, I mean, when you're like family with someone, like, you love them no matter what. But junior year was really fun. Off the shelf, junior year was a lot of just like dedicated to certain people. Junior year, I was like very romantic, like, I, about my friendships. Like, I just like was so happy to be at school. Like, I never wanted to leave. And yeah, like, junior year was just really fun, honestly. Like, it was just playing a lot. But the songs this year were elite. I've always loved live music. I've always spent money on live music. I feel like junior year, I developed an even bigger taste. I don't know. I liked live music even more. And that's because junior year was really when, at College Park, like, live bands at the bars kind of became sort of a thing. I mean, obviously I had a favorite live band. I don't even need to say the name, but it was a lot more common for live bands to come, and that was just really fun. I love like a good cover band still, even to this day at the bar. Like, two of the Gillies, Sammy and Ryan, like, will always be like, oh, our perfect night out is like a live band at the bar. Like, we went out in Arlington a couple of months ago, and that night there was a live band, and like, that was playing like pop, like alternative covers. Like, they played like Creed, and me and the two of them were like going crazy. But yeah, junior year is just like, I really am romantic about junior year. Like, it was a great year overall. Like, I'm sure there were issues, but I only really remember the good parts. But junior year also, if you know me, you know I love Sabrina Carpenter. And junior year, at the very beginning in August, she dropped Short and Sweet, which is like kind of like redefined her entire musical sound. And I loved Short and Sweet. The day it came out, I was like, wow, like, she speaks to me. So we're going to play Sabrina Carpenter's song. Sorry for all my pop hater listeners, or not as, or people that are listening for maybe some more niche music recommendations. The songs that define each of my years, I feel like, are all going to be pretty well known, but still pretty good. And then we have Beaches by Biba Doobie, which always makes me think of like my roommate, one of my best friends, Katie. Like, me and her really listened to this song a lot junior year. And then I discovered an artist called Kenny Titus. I saw her open for Biba Doobie September of my junior year, and I fell in love with her. She has like a whole album now. She only had an EP when I saw her, but my favorite song from her is Just Keep Driving. Then we have Baseball Bat by the French Cassettes, which was a recommendation to me from someone, and I like listened to it like 13 times the day that they sent it to me, and I love that song a lot, and I would love to see French Cassettes live. Then we have Cherry Cola, which was sent to me by my friend Rami, who's one of the Gillies. It's just a fun play song. And then the last three are, of course, just for Gilly, just because they were such an important and vital part of my experience my junior year, especially because so many people left for abroad and I was home and I was kind of upset about it. They like really filled in the gaps, and you know, I feel like I've lived two senior spring semesters because I was just with them all the time. But we're gonna play Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand, Kill Me Girl by the Backseat Lovers, and Party for You by Charlie XCX. And if you know Gilly, you know that those songs are very Gilly. So we're gonna play these, and then we will be back, and I'll probably sign off, because did you really think you were gonna get senior year this week? No, that's for the finale. But we've recapped every year that I've been at school.
Kissing you. Washington State, just breaking in his Silverado on the interstate. Can't wait for Tennessee with cherry pies and Jesus freaks. Whoa. Dog in my lap, praying to God this runner loves me and that I fill the gap. Bug bites and leather seats, lemonade on his blue jeans. Whoa, oh, oh. So we'll just keep driving. Dust on the wind of American Spirit Road is wild. Horses will run.
I can't kind of chemical and I can't get enough. both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. She's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do.
For you, for you, for you. I was hoping you would come through. I was hoping you would come through. It's true, it's true. Only do this body for you. I only do this body for you. For you, for you. I'm about to party on you. Watch me party on you, yeah. 1,000 pink balloons, DJ with your favorite tunes. Birthday cake in August, but you were born 19th of June. Champagne pour in your mouth. Caught your friends from out of town. Got the party bag with the purple bills, and I'm waiting for you by the window, yeah. Called your digits, but the phone can't ring it. Wish I knew what you were thinking. Nah, 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 1,000 pink balloons. Dance along to your favorite tunes. Hope you walk in the party, cause I'll do the party just for you. Like, whoa, whoa. I only do this party for you. Only do this party for you. For you, I was hoping you would come through. I was hoping you would come through. It's true, it's true. Only do this party for you. I only do this party for you. For you, for you. I'm about to party on you. Watch me party on you, yeah.
All right, you guys just listened to Charlie XCX, Party For You, Backseat Lovers, Kilby Girl, Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out, Devon Again, Cherry Cola, French Cassettes, Baseball Bat, Kenny Titus, Just Keep Driving, Biba Doobie, Beaches, and Sabrina Carpenter's Taste. And that was my junior year / senior year, because I feel like I basically lived senior year last year. I like actually was just texting. Well, I was texting both Sammy and Mary. Shout out, hi guys, if you're still listening. Texting Mary about last spring, because we like, she just was sending me a ton of pictures from last spring and last junior year or junior year spring was just full of hilarity. Like every single camera roll picture from my camera roll is just hilarious. But yeah, junior year was awesome. I think it set me up great for senior year, which we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about senior year, what I've learned, what I've taken away. I've been prepping some stuff. We're going to play some probably pretty sad songs. But I guess overall, every year that I've had at Maryland has been vastly different. And I think that's the way it should be. I don't think you should have the same kind of experience every year. I think it should change, and change as you're changing. And every single year I've loved, despite how different they've been. I've loved it for different reasons. Freshman year, I think everything felt very new. I was coming from like a really small town, a really small high school, and coming to Maryland felt like such a different change of pace in my style of life. I think it made me become really okay with doing stuff alone, with being a lot more social, being outgoing, wanting to make new friends. Kind of like really helped form the foundation of, I think, kind of the character that people know me to be today, that is like very outgoing, knows everyone, like is kind of like willing to go on a weird side quest by themselves. Sophomore year, I think, really developed me emotionally. I think I learned a lot about how to handle tough times and also how to handle a lot of chaos. I remember like fall sophomore year was really chaotic. It was super fun, but just like very all over the place. And sophomore year spring was probably my hardest semester, just like academically and personally. And just like learning how to navigate that, and like learning how to navigate like when times are tough and you're, you know, in a space that's like you're kind of on your own, and like how to handle that. And then junior year, I think, was really important for me in just like figuring out like who I'm going to be, you know, in my senior year and post grad. Like, even though I've learned a lot of like about who I want to be, you know, post grad my senior year, I think I learned the most my junior year. And just like, you know, especially because it was like the first trial run of like not being with all my friends all the time, just because of like everyone that went abroad. I was missing, you know, a lot of really important people. Like one of my best friends, Emma, who I ended up living with the summer after my junior year, was gone for like 4 months. And typically we were like attached to the hip, did everything together. And it was like a nice practice of like how to maintain friendships even when you don't see them all the time. And it also was just like a lovely kind of end to the Gilly era of like being able to spend so much time with them. And like also like it gave me good practice for this senior year. Like everyone has been so stressed out, but because I had all those like girls that had graduated last year, I kind of knew what I was doing this year. Like I was like, oh, I know when to schedule pictures, I know where to find a dress, I know like where to get my grad stuff, I know exactly what's going to be going on. Like everyone's going to want to start drinking, so I should probably start, you know, getting ahead on my assignments and all that stuff. And just like junior year was awesome. Like Gilly threw one last house party almost a year ago today. It was like May 16th or something. And like, I love house parties. I'm a big proponent of them. I'm like a big believer in, I think it's like what Gatsby says, or maybe it's Nick in The Great Gatsby. He's like, oh, I love large parties because they're so intimate. And I feel like house parties are like that, like huge house parties where it's like just everyone coming together. Like maybe you know everyone, maybe you don't, but they are kind of intimate because it's like you're all experiencing this one single event together. And you're also like, when it's a lot of people, you can kind of like have your own experience that's completely different from someone else, that I feel like you don't really get at like a bar or a club or something like that. But that's a story for a different day. Yeah, anyways, next week we're gonna be talking about senior year, some lessons I've learned, some takeaways, some recaps, some songs, and I'm super excited. I can't believe next week is my last show. I've had this show for 4 years, as I've said since the beginning of this show. I've loved every second of it. I routinely say that this is my favorite hour of the week, my favorite 2 hours of the week. I love being able to come in here and talk to myself or talk to some of my few and far between but very, very important guests that I've had on. And if you've even just sat in the studio, if you've tuned in ever, thank you so much. I don't know ever how many listeners I have. That's just not a thing in the digital studio. You can check it in FM. So I never know if it's one listener, if it's 20, but if you've ever tuned in, thank you. It means the world to me. This is like the thing that I love to do the best. And I will see you all next week for one last time. And this, as always, has been Off the Shelf with Grace Adkins, Wednesday 10 to noon. and you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio means good radio. I love you all. Have a great day. Bye.